Under the proposed legislation, Australian courts will be able to order social media companies to identify the person behind defamatory comments or risk bearing the cost of defamation payouts themselves. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the tech giants need to be held accountable and Australians need a way to address online harassment.
Free speech is not being allowed to cowardly hide in your basement and sledge and slur and harass people anonymously and seek to destroy their lives. That's not freedom. That's cowardice. And there's no place for that in this country.
The legislation would allow people to pursue defamation action against the online troll after they've been identified. Mr. Morrison says the federal government will be looking for test cases to reinforce the legislation.
So if the digital companies or others think they can think they're only just going to have to, at the end of the day, be dealing with perhaps someone of little means seeking to pursue this, then we will look for those cases where we will back them, and we will back them in the courts, and we will take them on. This is an issue that I know is talked about in almost, if not every family in the country. We are all concerned about the impact that social media is having on our families, on our communities, on our society.
Mr. Morrison first mentioned the plan at last month's G20 summit in Rome, where world leaders reaffirmed their commitment to act to stop the spread of violent terrorism online after the Christchurch attacks. He says he hopes other countries follow Australia's lead.
They have that responsibility. They've created this world, they've created this space, and they need to make it safe. And if they won't, we will make them. With laws such as this, and I will campaign for these all around the world, as I've done on so many other occasions, with Australia taking the lead.
The laws respond to a High Court decision that ruled that social media users, including small business owners and not social media companies themselves, are the responsible publishers for third-party comments made on their profiles. The Federal Attorney General, Michaelia Cash, says the legislation will put the liability on social media companies.
So this legislation is going to empower Australians to unmask these trolls. You should not be able to use the cloak of online anonymity to spread your vile, defamatory comments.
Federal Opposition Leader Anthony Albanese says he welcomes the move to introduce laws to tackle defamatory comments on social media platforms, but he says the legislation must effectively protect young people, address cyberbullying, and prevent misinformation on social media.
The government needs to explain how it can deal with the fact that domestic controls have limitations for what is a global industry. The government, at the same time, though, if it wants to stop misinformation on social media, it could start with some of its own members that have been out there spreading misinformation about COVID, about vaccinations, and undermining the public health response.
The Greens Party will be pushing for the legislation to be sent to a Senate inquiry to be examined. Chris Cooper, Executive Director of Reset Australia, says the key issue for governments is to target the algorithms used by tech companies to amplify online hate speech and misinformation, particularly during the pandemic.
And so how do we begin to write policies that are going to rebalance our relationship with social media to a point where it begins to serve Australian democracy rather than work against it? And that has to be an informed process. And to do that, we need external independent regulators who can assess the way that these platforms work. And that means forcing transparency upon the platform.
The group tracked a rise in the number of Australians following public anti-vaccination groups on Facebook, surging 280% over the 14 months until March this year. Social media companies have so far declined to comment, saying they want more time to read the legislation. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.